This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to The Best of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
It is the Odd Couple live from the TireRack.com studios. And our next guest is a former NFL wide receiver, Pro Bowler, Fox Sports Radio weekend host. You can catch him here on Up On Game. A friend of the show, TJ Houshmandzadeh. Hoosh, what's up, man?
Man, I'm doing well. How y'all doing?
Doing good. What's up,
we
buddy?
We are good, man. We are good. And, yo, I know you are excited as anyone about this game coming up. On Sunday, your former team, the Bengals, hosting the Chiefs. And the Bengals have been playing great, three in a row, five of their last six. They've won, getting Ja'Marr Chase back.
Is Mixon back or no?
Mixon. I'm not sure about Mixon.
I believe Mixon going to play 2 weeks. I think he missed a couple games with his concussion. Okay. I believe he'll play.
Okay.
P-Ryan did all right last week, but he did well. But, yeah, Mixon will be huge. But how do you see this game going? Of course, Bengals got the best of them in the playoffs, so you might be pretty confident about that, huh?
Oh, yeah, not even in the playoffs. I mean, you go back to the last game of the regular season, also the Bengals beat them. Or not the last game, the 16th game, week 16.
Yeah, that was a big win, too, right? That was a big win.
Beat the Chiefs.
Yep, they needed that one, yeah.
And so the Bengals started off a little slow this year. You think a new offensive line. Burrow has a procedure with appendectomy in training camp. And so they started slow. The Bengals look good, man. But I'll be lying to you. I didn't believe the Chiefs offensively would be as explosive without Tyreek Hill. And they're not as explosive when it comes to the big play, but they're still very effective. And two things, Patrick Mahomes is really that dude, and Andy Reid is one of the best coaches in the history of the National Football League when it comes to offensive design. Wherever he's at, they're going to move the ball, and they're going to put up points.
Let me say, you mentioned, and you're right, I mean, the regular season game against Kansas City last year, and then, of course, the playoffs. Why do you think, I mean, look, the Chiefs beat everybody pretty much. Why do you think the Bengals have had so much success against them?
The Bengals have made really, really – look at adjustments in the second half. They didn't give up points in the second half. You look at this year, they don't give up points in the third quarter. You got to give that defensive coaching staff credit. They make adjustments at halftime. And what people don't really talk about is Jesse Bates and Von Bell as safeties. They're smart, they're athletic, and they keep everybody on the same page. It's going to be interesting to see how they play this now without Tyreek Hill, because you don't have to play a too high shell. You don't have to be so leery of the deep ball. And so now they can play a little different. The Chiefs have adapted, but you getting Ja'Marr Chase back, they're going to be playing in Cincinnati. It's going to be a hell of a game.
Are the Bengals good enough to get to the Super Bowl again? I didn't think they'd make the playoffs, to be honest. And I was feeling pretty good about it, TJ, when the season started, because they didn't look that good.
You should have called me, Rob. I would have told you for sure they're going to make the playoffs.
Right, Chris? I was feeling good. I was crowing.
I wrote them off yes. after the second loss.
I was like, wow, they're bad. But anyway, do they have enough to get back? It's hard to get back to the Super Bowl. You know that in this league.
I mean, You need a bit of good luck. You need a ball or two to bounce your way. I mean, that's just the reality of it. There's a handful of teams from the AFC that you can legitimately say, I could see them making a Super Bowl, and the Bengals are one of them. Absolutely. If you stay healthy, if Ja'Marr Chase can come back Sunday and not re-injure himself, and they can stay healthy, when you have that type of firepower on offense, Ja'Marr Chase is out and T. Higgins, they don't miss a beat. Now you bring him back into the fold, and like I said, the way that offensive line has been playing, the Bengals, they're going to be a tough out. I believe the Bengals going to win this game. It's not many people believe they're going to win. I believe they're going to win the game. It's in Cincinnati. The Chiefs are on a bit of a roll. They've played extremely well, but the defensive coaching staff, like I said earlier for the Bengals, they just do a really good job of making adjustments.
All right, I'm going to have to put some shekels down on the Bengals. You sound pretty confident. Let me ask you about Josh Allen. We're talking about AFC and where the Bills are. Obviously, they started the season like on fire, 72 points, TJ, in the first two games. Then they had some hiccups or whatever, and Josh Allen's had problems holding on to the football, fumbles and whatnot, and red zone interceptions and all that. But where are they, and are they the team to beat in the AFC or not?
Well, as you know, Rob, you know this. The last 2 years, I picked the Super Bowl winner before the season. And so prior to this season, I picked the Bills, and I was kind of upset that I picked the Bills because everybody was picking the Bills.
Right.
But I got to roll with it. And the Buffalo, like Josh and the Bills, they were just making mistakes early on that you should make. Like the red zone interceptions, not even a red zone. You're inside the 10-yard line, and you're kind of getting careless, but you look at last night, he got careless with that ball, but it was a touchdown. And so you kind of got to take the good with the bad, and it is what it is, but I just think they're a little complacent. They had 70 plays last night, 70, and they ran the ball 37 times and threw it 33 times. That's a rarity for the Bills. Normally, it would have probably been 50 passes, 20 runs, or 45, 35 type of thing. And so the fact that they're emphasizing running the ball more and trying to become more balanced, I like the Bills. Now, I will say this. If Von Miller cannot come back and play in these playoffs, they will not win the Super Bowl. They will not make it to the Super Bowl. They need Von Miller. They need that pass rush on the edge. But if Von Miller can come back healthy, I still like the
Bills.
Is he
coming back? Is there enough time for him to come back healthy?
There's enough time. He's saying
it'll be back. I believe so. I believe so. You know, there's 7 weeks before the playoffs. And so if he can not – I don't know the severity of his injury, but if he can miss 4, 5, 6 weeks max and come back and play in the last game, just get a couple snaps, kind of get your feet wet a little bit. If they have him for that playoff run, I still like the Bills.
Rob and I were saying, like, I personally want to see Jordan Love play. I understand the Packers wanting to see him play. But I think Aaron Rodgers has the mentality that you want your football players to have, which is, hey, this season isn't over.
Right, until they're officially eliminated.
We still got a chance. Where, if you were running the Packers and it was your decision on Love or Rodgers right now, what would you do?
Aaron Rodgers is that dude, but the season's over. They're not going to the playoffs.
Like, who, but like, do you honest. Think they it's can over. Feel that way, though?
He should not feel that way.
Okay.
They know it's over. He yeah. knows it's
do
over.
Do you think but the players not, know? Not,
man, they are not making the playoffs. They're not winning the division. And so who are they going to beat out for the wild card when you look at these other teams?
No, but mathematically, I'm just saying, Chris and I don't believe you want your quarterback to bow out. Like, if they beat the Bears,
I think it's interesting. That's though, all. You know, look, TJ, you telling us they're that in that locker room. They know
it's over. They know it's over. They know it's over. Like, you've lost to teams that you normally have no problem beating. They'll say all the right things. They know it's over. And so the way Jordan Love went and performed in that game, I'm like, man, Jordan Love looked good. I really want to see what he has.
Yeah, but what's the harm in it if you go and you beat the Bears? I mean, okay, so you beat the Bears or whatever, you go to the next week. At some point, he will play when they lose.
They're mathematically eliminated for a while.
Why?
The NFC's so bad.
Even if you see that – if Jordan Love really shows you he can play, what do you do? Aaron Rodgers has $59 million right. guaranteed next
There's
year.
Nothing you could do. Nothing. There's nothing.
I mean, if you traded him, but you might want him to be your guy in a few years.
You want – if Jordan Love shows you he can play, then you pick up his
Well, let me ask option. You this, TJ. Right. You know this. You watch players in practice or whatever. They don't know whether he can play or not. Come on. They know if he can play or not, don't they? I'm not talking about other teams. I'm talking about if you practice with that guy, do you know at this point whether he can play or not? That's what I'm asking.
To a certain degree, it's really hard with quarterbacks because you're not getting hit. A lot of the times, he's on scout team. Aaron Rodgers, if you go 7-on-7 and you have 12 plays of 7-on-7, right, with the ones, Aaron Rodgers is taking 10 of those reps. Jordan Love's only getting two of them. And then you go team pass, say it's another 12 to 14 reps. Aaron Rodgers is taking 9 or 10 of those. If it's 12, if it's 14, he's taking 10 or 11. So Jordan Love, once the season starts, he does not get meaningful reps.
So how did they know Aaron Rodgers could play when Brett Favre was there for 3 years? How'd they know he could play?
Well, he was better than Jordan.
No, I'm asking. I'm asking if you're not getting
show you. It's just
I'm asking if you're not getting the reps, TJ. I'm asking.
It's the scout team. It's the scout team. It's the coaching. But we got to admit, the way Jordan Love went into that game,
he looked good.
You want to see more?
That 10 minutes or whatever. Let me ask you this quickly.
All right, we got
quickly, because I've heard it real quick, because we do got to go. I've heard he hasn't looked great, and we've all heard he hasn't looked great in his practices. How many times is a guy a gamer where he doesn't practice that great, but in the games he's better? Is that common or is
that
a rare?
That is common, but that's common, Chris. But this is the thing. When you know they want to see what you got, you're going to approach practice like a game. You're going to be a gamer in practice. You're going to be a Hall of Famer in practice. You're going to be a Pro Bowler in practice when you know this is what they want to see. And so that's the thing that does concern me. But I don't care how he's been looking in practice. I know what I saw on Sunday, and I want to see more of it.
All right, that's our man, TJ Houshmandzadeh. Great job, as always, brother. Have a great
Appreciate
weekend.
It.
Yeah, keep up the great
we'll
work.
We'll call
Appreciate
you after
you
the Bengals
Thank
lose
you.
Next week.
Oh, wow.
Wow, remember that.
Remember that. We got the tape.
Actually, I hope you're right. I hope the Bengals do win. All right, brother.
I'm picking
we'll see,
them.
Man.
I got Peace. You guys. Take care.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
All right, game off. We gotta pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Hankook tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Hankook test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Yes, indeed. We are the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard. He's Rob Parker. We're live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there wherever you're going because they have an unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, it is the way that tire buying should be. We got Rob, you got something to say?
Yeah, before we get into the topic, go ahead. What do you got?
No, go ahead.
Yeah, I was gonna say I'm watching. Are you watching? I know you got like a million TVs in your cave, your office or whatever. I'm watching the Nets.
Hate.
I'm not hating. I only got one TV. It's 85 inches though, but I only got one.
Is it 85?
Yeah, I got a new one, Chris. 85 inches. Wow.
I got a 75.
Okay.
Downstairs in our, I went in here and downstairs, but I was thinking about upgrading it.
Chris, that, this
about
is,
85.
This is a beautiful, I'm going to send you a picture. It is spectacular.
So it just takes up one of your walls.
Yeah.
Obviously.
And what I did is I had the wall painted black.
Really?
Yes. I'm going to send you a picture. It looks good.
So, what's the effect of that?
So that when you're watching TV, there's nothing else there but the picture. See, if your wall is white or if the wall,
right,
it takes away from it.
It can divert your attention.
And somebody told me about that. A buddy of mine was like mentioning that. So I tried it, Chris, because I had the apartment painted. And it looks great. I'll send you a picture.
So it's just that wall's black.
Just that wall. And the other walls in my living room are brown, but just the TV wall. But anyway, I'm watching the Nets are on 32-12. They're off to a great start against Toronto.
Yep.
And it looks like Nick Harris is finally, Chris, Joe Harris, I'm sorry.
Yep.
Nick Harris played for the Packers. Joe Harris finally like has busted out of that slump, you know, like 3-point shooting slump. He has about 4 in the first quarter. But let me give you some Kevin Durant numbers real quick. Since November 25th in the fourth quarter, 75% shooting from 2. 55.6 from 3, Chris, and 21 for 21 from the line coming in. That's what he's been shooting.
Look, that's all well and good. They better be a contender.
Look at Chris.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, we know how great Kevin Durant is individually, and those numbers are spectacular. There's no doubt. But you know as well as I, if they're a 7th seed and he's doing all that, come on.
Yeah, but
they should be among the top teams in the East. Are we? You and I both picked them to win the East.
Yes. Breaking news. I don't know if Steve. DeSager has this.
Steve DeSager, breaking news.
Breaking news.
Chris,
from
this
Fox
is some fans will not be happy. I'll tell you that.
He's not going back to the Mets. Right-handed pitcher Jacob DeGrom is signing a 5-year deal with the Texas Rangers.
Texas Rangers.
$185 million. It includes a 6-year option that could take it to over $200 million. Jeff Passan, ESPN, says the physical passed. The deal is done.
Wow.
So a guy who's been with the Mets at the major league level for 9 years is not coming back to New York. Career ERA, by the way, 2.52.
Which is unbelievable ERA right
so
there.
Do they
Texas
say what the
Rangers,
Mets were willing to give him?
No, they did not. So 5 years, 185 is what Texas did, and the Rangers PR has now sent out a release. It is official.
Wow. And you know the Rangers last paid $500 million, right, for Simeon and
Seager.
And Seager, Chris, up the middle, they got that brand new stadium down there. They're not playing the Rangers.
Thank you, Steve. I got one thing to say, Rob.
What?
Good riddance!
Oh, wow!
I mean, Rob!
I know he's always hurt.
He hasn't pitched 100 innings in the last 3 years.
Okay.
And I'm supposed to give you $185 million?
Right.
I'm sorry. Look, Jacob DeGrom is awesome when he pitches.
Right. He's not healthy. Right.
He makes Kawhi Leonard look like an Iron Man. I mean, come on. I'm sorry. He pitched 64 innings this year, 92 the year before, and 68 the year before that. I think Texas made a mistake, Rob. I could be wrong, right? We thought Verlander was washed up when he went to Houston.
And Verlander wound up having a great year this
past
year.
He's been fantastic.
I'm
going to
say this right now, just off of this real quick. I think Verlander signs with the Mets, Chris. I'm going to tell you that right now.
Really?
Yep. That's my guess. Verlander signs with the Mets.
Wow. Okay.
They need to do something. You know that owner just lost an ace.
You're right. Or they better go get Aaron Judge.
Yeah. They already said they're not bidding. Not yet. All right.
I mean, you think I'm wrong?
No, I get it. And this was the Aaron Judge thing, Chris, coming into this last year.
He's worse than Aaron Judge, about the
health. But yeah. Jacob DeGrom, you can't count on him, and Texas could be stuck if he can't stay healthy.
He hasn't been
able to stay healthy.
5 years? I mean, I'd love to see it. You know, we've seen resurrections.
Five years, 185, yeah.
Clemens, you know, we mentioned, I mean, maybe that was funny and false, but still, he had a resurrection. I mean, it could happen. But I just think, man, come on. He's just injured too much. But okay, great. Thank you, Steve. All right. What were you saying, Rob?
I was just saying about how well the Nets are playing Durant was playing.
Look, that's I hope they keep it up, Rob.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously we picked them, so we definitely hope they keep it up.
But they've played better since they got rid of Nash. I mean, let's just be honest.
They have. And I got to be honest, and I might be wrong, because they've played well with them back. But Kyrie being away, obviously you don't want him away for reasons like that. But that was when they turned around the defense. And I think, Rob, Kyrie sat back and saw them winning, right? Without him, and he's obviously their second best player. That's without question. But he saw them winning without him. He saw the defense go from worst to best, literally. So I think that he came back with a better mentality.
Yeah. No, and it looks like it. It looks like it, and it's all ball.
He's put forth
right.
effort on defense. He
no
really
doubt.
Is. Yeah, hopefully they'll keep it up, too, with all basketball. Let's quickly, Rob, go to soccer. Christian Pulisic. Team USA, look, most people are saying they've already won, right?
They got
round of 16. They're playing with house money now, and now their best player, Pulisic, will be playing tomorrow against the Netherlands. He had a bruised pelvis, but he will be back and playing, so that's great. And a lot of the Team USA – and you know, people are excited. I'm excited. I'm not a huge soccer fan, but I'm excited. You know, Rob, it's like speed skating. I am not a speed skating fan, but when the Olympics come around every 4 years, I'm into it. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
I mean, I really am. And that's how I kind of feel about the World Cup. And a lot of the Team USA people, Rob, are saying, the players, if they do well, this could really, you know, drum up more support for the sport in the United States. Do you think that? Do you think that this is something maybe that the sport of soccer can capitalize? It's the world's most popular sport. But, Rob, I've been hearing my brother, who I think you – I don't know if you met my brother.
Yeah, I met your brother at the palace. I did. I met your brother.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Remember
years
that?
Ago, yeah.
Years ago at the palace.
Yep. He's really small, right? 5'5".
Is he a soccer guy?
Well, no. He was a good athlete. And we were all playing football and basketball and baseball. And because he was so small, he did end up playing those sports into high school.
Okay.
But because he was so small, my parents were trying to get him to look at alternatives. And I remember they did get him to play soccer. I never played soccer officially, like organized.
Right.
But he did play for a year because they were trying to, you know, get him into it because maybe his size wouldn't matter. And he, you know, I remember them telling him, hey, soccer – It's going to be the next big thing.
This was right.
like almost 50 years ago.
That was like my mother telling me about computers, Chris. I remember that. You should go into computer science. Computers are going to be big in the future. You know what
the
I mean?
The difference is your mom was right.
Yes, right? She was right.
Your mom
was
right. But I have a theory, Rob, on why I don't think soccer has become like this huge sport in America. And I know a lot of kids are playing it. We hear all those stats and stuff. But I just think, Rob, in America, I mean, we got complicated sports with a lot of deep strategy. And I know there's strategy in soccer. Don't get me wrong. But it ain't strategy like football. It ain't strategy like basketball. And even baseball, which is low scoring like soccer, there's still a lot more going on, a lot more strategy. Even when you think it's slow, a strikeout is exciting.
Right.
You know, even if there's not a lot of scoring, it still can be a lot of exciting things happening. So I think because we're in a country where you're competing against those sports, I think something like soccer just doesn't resonate as much because those we got complicated sports where around the world, they don't have football generally.
No.
They don't, or American football. They don't have, I mean, basketball is obviously around, but
baseball's not.
You know, none of them are like they are
yeah.
here.
I'm going to say I don't think the success of the men's U.S. soccer team is going to change the fabric of the United States. There are people, Chris, the L.A. What is it, Alex? The L.A. FC?
Galaxy?
No. The L.A. FC, is that the name?
Yes,
yeah.
L.A. FC.
They have, Chris, they won the soccer championship.
They did.
Right? Just a couple weeks ago, and they had a big crowd and people in L.A., and I get it. But I don't believe it's going to change people's habits in sports in this country. Soccer, they've been telling us for 50 years that soccer's coming and it's going to be bigger than baseball and bigger than football and all that. And it's just not going to happen here. I'm not saying that there is an appreciation for it in MLS and all that. I used to play indoor soccer, Chris, for exercise when I was in Detroit. I loved it.
Right.
But it's not going to capture America in the sense that the other sports have. I just don't believe that.
No, I agree. I'm in total agreement. Look, this is a great moment. If we win tomorrow, it'll be even greater. And I do think that the sport and that team in particular will capture the imagination, right, of the country, casuals, and even people that aren't even casual soccer fans. People will be into it.
No, they'll pay attention, right?
Yeah, if we win. So it would be great. But, yeah, it's not, Rob. And that's nothing against the sport, it's just like some of the Olympic sports.
Right.
They'll capture your imagination.
And then you go away from it, and
it's
done. It's like, I'm not paying attention to that. It's the Olympics. It's the wintertime, Chris. I'm at home. You know what I mean? They put the game on.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, or I could watch another rerun of something. So you watch it.
Sometimes I think, Rob, you know, you see some of these sports, even things like X Games. I mean, bicycle, you know, the racing bikes and all that. I'm not talking about the Lance Armstrong type stuff, but I'm talking about like the dirt bikes and, you know, the thing, just skateboarding, the flips and any of these athletes, skiers. Sometimes I watch these sports that aren't big in America and I'm like, yo, these people are fantastic athletes at what they're doing. Like, they are just as skilled in that as the running back or what have you, the pitcher. But we just don't give them nearly as much attention. And it doesn't mean because what they do isn't awe-inspiring. Now, like I said, I do think soccer just is competing with a lot more complex sports in America. That's my opinion on why it hasn't captured us. But we'll see. I do think if we can win tomorrow, that it'll be big for the country. We're going to throw it out to you guys, though. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Why do you think soccer has never really captured the full imagination of the American athlete, males at least, and become as big as football, basketball, and baseball? And do you think if Team USA does great in the World Cup, that maybe that will popularize the sport a little more here in America? Your turn to weigh in, 877-996-6369. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me from the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. What you don't know is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray. Depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it, give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with, hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Pirelli tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Pirelli test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
We are the iCouple, live from the TireRack.com studios. And football fans, be sure to tune in to Fox Sports Radio's Countdown to Kickoff, presented by BetMGM, every Saturday and Sunday morning, 3 hours before kickoff. Tune in Saturday morning at 9 a.m. Eastern and Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Eastern, as we take you live all the way to kickoff on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app. It's all presented by BetMGM. Speaking of BetMGM, you know who belongs out in front of that music. It is our man, the BetMGM Director of Trading, the one, the only, Lamar Mitchell. What up, bro?
Lamar.
What up, fellas?
We're good, man. Good to have you on, as always, man.
Good to be on. I appreciate it. I appreciate it.
How was Turkey Day with the family? Everything good?
Oh, everything turned out good. The mac and cheese, the turkey, the stuffing, everything. Candy yams. What about you guys?
Yeah, it was great. I had a fantastic holiday. I did come down with COVID after the holiday, but I'm good, as you can hear, but it was a great day.
Yes.
Good.
Great time.
Good to hear you're all better now.
Yes. Glad to be better. Let's get to it. We're watching USC. They're up 17-10 on Utah in the conference championship game. Does Vegas think that quarterback Caleb Williams of USC, who's phenomenal, that he's got the Heisman Trophy locked up, or is there a dark horse candidate out there that could surge this weekend?
No, it's definitely, we believe with the odds that Caleb's got it locked up. Mm. Actually, we have it off the board right now, but last week after his performance in his last game, he pretty much sewed it up and just put a nice little bow on that.
Yeah, it does look like that. Who does Vegas like to slide into the playoff picture should one or more of the top four teams lose this weekend?
That would be probably Ohio State or maybe Bama.
Yeah, Bama doesn't deserve it, but they have such a following and, you know, and everything that people SEC. Can't get enough of. Am I right, Bama?
Yeah, you're right, the SEC. So, but those are the next two teams we believe would have a shot if one of these teams should falter.
All right, both quarterbacks in the Bears-Packers game Sunday, they're dealing with injuries, Aaron Rodgers, Justin Fields, but both are expected to play. So is Vegas giving the Bears any chance at all in this game with Justin Fields returning to action?
Of course, because, you know, I mean, the Joe public is all over the Packers, about 3-1 on the tickets. We did see some sharp bets coming in yesterday on the over when both teams hadn't announced if Fields or Rodgers were going to play, but we anticipated that. But the sharps are all over the Bears. The Bears, that's a sharp play right there, and we definitely think that that's a play. I know this is a big rivalry, but how many times can Aaron Rodgers own those Bears? And the sharps are back in the Bears this time.
Yeah, that is one of those things. I own you! That was one of the all-time great. Remember that? I own you! Okay. Deshaun Watson makes his return to the NFL, right? NFL action against his former team, the Texans. Yeah. Is there a big market of bettors putting money down on the Browns and Watson this weekend?
Oh, you better believe it. It's no sharp play in this game except on the total. They bet this total under the number, but we got several large six-figure bets on the Browns, and the ticket count is about 3.5-1 on the Browns. So I think everyone believes the Texans are just playing the string out, and this Deshaun Bowl, I think, you know, by the betting public and the large casino players, they're all on the Brown side here.
Here's a game I'm really interested in. The 7-4 Jets, they go to Minnesota to play the Vikings, who are 9-2. Does Vegas think that the Mike White magic will continue against a continually surprising Minnesota team?
You know, that's funny because we do have one of our largest six-figure bets on the Jets at +3. No real big sharp play on this. They are hammering this total under. But the ticket count is a little bit in favor of the Vikings, 2-1. So, you know, the number is right there for Mike White. But like I say, no sharp play on it. But the public is all on the Vikings. You know, typically the Vikings, outside the two games that they got blown out, they're in one-score game. So I think that number is pretty solid. That's why we haven't seen any sharp play on that game.
Yeah, that makes sense. The Ravens are 9.5-point favorite over the Broncos as they head to Baltimore in a game between two teams that haven't quite lived up to their preseason expectations. What do you make of these two teams and how you wager on them going forward?
Well, this is one where we will definitely need the Broncos, which is a sad case for the house here, because Joe Public, the sharps, and our large casino players are all on the Ravens here, and the ticket count is about a 4-1 ratio in favor of the Ravens. So if the Ravens do cover that 9 points, it's going to be a bad game for us in this situation.
All right, Buffalo. They beat up on the Patriots last night, 24-10, and the Patriots currently are sitting at 500-6-6. Is there any faith in New England figuring it out and making the playoffs this year?
You know, last night's game was kind of interesting because ticket count was in favor of the Patriots, but the large money was definitely on the Bills. And we saw that when you talk to the experts on this game here, I wouldn't call myself an expert, but some of these other guys, when you talk to them, they knew that the game was going to turn out the exact way it was going to turn out with the Bills covering that game. But there's not a lot of faith with these Patriots in the offense moving on, because that division that they're playing in, it's a tough division. I mean, they have a shot if, you know, no one else comes out of the West. You're only looking at one team in the South, so they have a small chance to advance if there's only two teams in the North with Baltimore and Cincinnati. So small chance, but, you know, we'll see what happens in the West if the Chargers get hot.
All right. There's also the 3-8 Rams with no Matthew Stafford, right, taking on a surprising Seahawks at home. What's been the vibe in Vegas surrounding the disappointing Rams team? Do you think it's going to pour over into next year as far as the Rams?
Yeah, you know what's funny about that game is the public is all in favor of the Seahawks. We did have good two-way sharp action on this, where they took the where they laid the 7 points, and where they took the 7 points, where they took the 8 points. But for the general consensus, we've seen that the public has been betting against the Rams these last couple games without Stafford. And, you know, the Rams are banged up, but the public is definitely, you know, Joe Public has definitely been betting against the Rams.
Are you guys getting much action or taking action on OBJ, like where he could end up?
No, we're not taking any action on that, but that is a pretty,
really?
Pretty yeah, that's a pretty good prop, though. But no, we're not taking any action on that.
That's what I'm saying. I expect that. Yeah, okay. You can use that from me.
Chris wants credit for that. Yeah, okay.
We might have to do that, Chris, and I'll have to put that little asterisk down there.
Break me off Chris. A little something.
There you go.
All right, that's our man Lamar Mitchell. Great stuff as always, brother. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, buddy.
Right, Rob, I'll see you next week.
Yes, can't wait.
All right.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.